This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A civilian contractor was killed and five others were wounded in a rocket attack Monday at a U.S.-led military base in Kurdish, northern Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said in a statement Monday night, "We are outraged by today's rocket attack in the Iraqi Kurdistan region," end quote. The central government in Baghdad said it was forming a committee with the Kurdistan regional government to investigate the attack. The entire state of Texas is experiencing an unprecedented power shortage due to a severe winter storm that has taken over. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas declared the state of Texas at its highest emergency level because of low power supply and high demand. In Houston, there is no estimate when the power will come back on. Officials said it could be out for a couple of days. A 90-year-old Seattle woman, Fran Goldman, woke up to the snow on the day of her COVID-19 vaccination appointment. Too much snow to drive, she says, so she walked 6 miles through the snow to make it. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Viruses mutate. It's what they do. And the COVID-19 variant is no different. USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the United States that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Viruses mutate. This virus has been mutating from the beginning. There are dozens of variants that have been identified, maybe more, over the last year. But what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Why is the National Guard still posted in Washington, D.C.? The occupation by protesters last month brought no guns. The New York Times report of a Capitol police officer being killed by protesters is now said to be misinformation, as the newspaper has retracted the actual cause of death to Officer Sicknick. So, why is the National Guard still posted in Washington, D.C.? USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
About 6,000 National Guard troops remain in Washington, D.C., protecting the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. But how much longer will those troops and fencing be surrounding Capitol Hill? Some lawmakers want an answer to that question from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Congressman Devin Nunes says he's seen no information showing that it's necessary for the troops to remain in the Capitol. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's time to send the National Guard home.
It's nice to see the military out there. They're great guys and women. I mean, thank God that they're there. But the truth is, they don't need to be at the U.S. Capitol. The fact of the matter is, the Guard could have been called in. Fences should have been put up before January 6th. We had the intelligence in order to do that. So the FBI FBI knew, the FBI related that to the Capitol Police. But now moving forward, what I can tell you is I haven't seen any credible information whatsoever that would lead that we would need all the fencing and all the guardsmen that are still there. They need to go home.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Under federal law, the president is the commander-in-chief of the D.C. National Guard. The president authorizes the Secretary of Defense to supervise and control the D.C. Guard while it's in its militia status. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, happy Tuesday, America, and happy day after. We're back to work after the holiday as we stop for a moment to remember, you know, what some great presidents in our history have done for this country in the midst of a lot of chaos, no doubt about it, that it still reigns. And thank God. The Senate was able to deal with this impeachment issue. Boy, I couldn't believe it, Paul Kengor. I got to bring you on right now. Paul Kengor is the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, author of many books, and his most recent, The Devil and Karl Marx. I couldn't believe it. On Saturday, I was heading to Mass, and of course, I hear, you know, I'm listening to what's going on with the impeachment, and Jamie Raskin throws out the big Hail Mary that, you know, he thinks we ought to call witnesses. And, of course, Vanderveen, Mr. Philadelphia himself, says, hey, bring it on. We're happy to go along with that route. And the Republicans, except for Lindsey Graham en masse, missed an opportunity. They all should have jumped on that boat only for a standpoint of notice to say, look, if you want to have witnesses, and you want to do it, hey, we're all in, because the argument could have easily been, you know, from Schumer and from Raskin was, well, only seven of you guys were interested in having witnesses anyway, so we're going to cut back your number and your appeal for witnesses versus our roster of witnesses, right?
Yeah, and you know, Bill, really to really have an accurate representative sample of a question of whether or not Donald Trump incited what happened on January 6th, you would need 40,000 witnesses, right? I mean, you know, let's assume that the number is 40,000 people. I think it was actually way more than that. But let's say 200 went inside the building, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, you want to call those people up. You need to call up the 39,800 who were not instigated. And right. And for people who think that the point I'm making here is ludicrous, it is not, because if 99 point whatever percent of people listening to a speech feel that they were not instigated, okay, you know, then what explains the 0.1% that was? Yes. And in fact, as Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats could have seen if they read their, you know, their sacred New York Times or Washington Post, mm-hmm. just 2 days after they rushed to an impeachment vote, if you follow the actual timeline,
exactly.
People were going into the building or scaling the building or attacking the building before Donald Trump even finished his speech.
Exactly.
And if they look at those clips that President Trump's lawyers played during the impeachment, I mean, clips from MSNBC and CNN and others, it looks like it was pre-planned even before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you would need to walk through all that evidence, which is why this snap impeachment by Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats was an absolute travesty.
Well, it was ludicrous, yes.
It's ludicrous. And so here, I like you putting this in the context of President's Day. Well, we now have the first time ever in the history of the American presidency, a president who was impeached by the House after he left office, mm-hmm. right? Or at least they pursued impeachment after he left office. Even the Democrats in the 1970s didn't hound Richard Nixon all the way back to San Clemente, right? Yeah,
exactly, right.
Yeah.
This whole process with Donald Trump was an impeachment process even before he was in the Oval Office. This was 4 years of impeachment. I mean, when they look back historically, Paul, on this, the Democrats are not going to look very good in the light of day, and how they hounded this president and how they attacked the will of the people. I mean, really, and this is what the guttural response by Trump followers was to such a degree. I mean, again, the numbers of people that attended that January 6th event, I mean, I've heard, hundreds of thousands. I've heard, again, a million, because there were three Stop the Steal events. This was the third of three. And at each one, even the D.C. police had agreed that there were well over a million people there. I mean, there was a throng. There was no doubt, whatever
right,
the numbers
right.
you want to look at.
Yeah, more than, in fact, I could give you some context. So I'm only a 4.5-hour drive from Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and my hometown is the town of Butler, Pennsylvania, which had that remarkable Trump rally just a few days before the election, 57,000 people. I wasn't there. I know people who were there. And, I mean, they never had any crowd like that ever in the history of Butler County for anything. Mm-hmm. And I know people who happened to go to both events, and they said, 57,000 in Butler, they said, I was there. I mean, there was four or five times that number in D.C.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So it would, the vast majority of people didn't go in. And you're right, future historians aren't going to go in with a smoldering white hot hatred bias against Donald Trump of people in the media today. They should be able to assess this more objectively. And you look at something like Representative Jamie Raskin, the Democrats' lead impeachment manager, and he fought the certification of electoral votes in 2017.
Exactly.
So for 4 years he questioned whether the 2016 presidential election was a legitimate election or not, which is something that liberals today tell us we're not allowed to do, at least not for the 2020 election. So he started seeking Trump's impeachment in 2016, in 2017, and then once he got it, a bloodlust for impeachment, he sought it again. And don't be surprised, I'll say this on your show right now, Bill, if these crazy people seek impeachment again in 2022 against Donald Trump. I mean, why not? Right? Yeah,
well,
I mean, if you can impeach him once he's out of office, keep going.
Yeah, you might as well now they want to look at some sort of civil offense. You know, is there somebody else that's going to be able to, claim some sort of civil standing and, charge the president with some civil offense? And all this stuff will be adjudicated. But, you see, the fact of the matter is that's all a bunch of hogwash, because, Paul, the last thing they want, it is a true court proceeding on what happened on January the 6th, because if you go to January the 6th, then you got to go back to November the 3rd, and you've got to really start breaking down what happened with this election. The last thing that the Democrats, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi want to occur is that there would be a deep dive into what happened with the election process. They say it's a settled issue. Well, let me tell you, there's 75 million people, near half of our population are voting. I mean, our legal voting population out there that says they still have questions. And last time I believed in America that it was okay to have questions. But the left is telling us that, hey, you sit down. Dr.
Right,
Paul
right.
Kengor, you don't have any questions. Your questions have already been answered.
Right.
So just shut up. If not, we're going to retrain you.
Yeah, and after four straight years of all of them, questioning Donald Trump's legitimacy from the November 2016 election for 4 years, And you know, when Attorney General Barr and his Justice Department said that, I need to go back and see exactly what they said. But I mean, they didn't have time to do an audit of the election.
Of course,
you'd have to do 50 states.
Oh
right?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Well, even if you just took the 5 or 6 states, but even then, is what they tried to do, was get some sort of fact pattern established. But again, there wasn't even time to get that, because if you could say, hey, this happened, and maybe this date, this was the same fact pattern that happened, hey, could have been in the other three, we need to have more time to investigate. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Ken Gore after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Paul Ken Gore, professor of political science at Grove City College, is with us. And, Paul, you know, the damage that has been done. I mean, here we have a president for his inauguration saying he's going to promote unity, and he has been anything but a unifying figure, because we cannot seem to agree. And I was just sharing with you off air, if I might, you know, I'm born and raised Catholic and I hold to these principles. But, you know, along my journey of life and also in studying business, I did come along some writings of L. Ron Hubbard, you know, known for Scientology.
Sure.
And there was a study that he did about communication. I was just sharing this with my son yesterday, about communication, that there were three critical parts that are components of good communication. First of all, that you got to want to communicate. Okay, if you have no desire to communicate, communication is not going to happen. The second thing is you have to have some sort of affinity. You know, you have to like the person enough, like and respect the person enough that you go, okay, hey, you know, we can talk. I care enough about you, so let's, you have this affinity component. The third thing is there has to be an agreement of reality. What you're talking about, you both see the same thing. I mean, not exactly the same. You know, you might be off a little bit, but you're in the zip code, right? I mean, so if you're trying to talk to somebody and say, hey, you're talking about a ketchup bottle, and you're saying, well, I don't see a ketchup bottle. I'm talking about a Cadillac. Well, you know, you can't get this together. And this is where this country is right now, is that, you know, I think that on one side, I really believe this in terms of the political divide. Conservatives really do want to communicate because they know that that is the basis of intelligence. It's the basis of true progression, positive progression, you know, and so I see that happening. I see the Democrats, they want to communicate, but only on their basis only, by their rules. Right. Okay.
Yeah. I've said for a long time, and I know this sounds, I know liberals are probably going to scream at their radio when they hear
they already are. So let's just get them louder. That's all.
But conservatives, by and large, you know, not all of them, I think they really do think more rationally, and liberals think more emotionally. And let me back that up by saying this, that, you know, like when, for example, when a liberal says that a liberal wants unity, okay, that's a liberal's definition of unity, which means that you agree with them. You do what they say. You believe what they say. You squash and crush the other side with them. It's just like when they call for civility, right? Mm-hmm. It's like when they call for dialogue. I've been through this a million times, Bill.
Paul, you got to understand, civility for them is mostly civil. It's not civility, you know.
Well, I've been through this a million times. They scream at you that you want dialogue. You'll be in a conversation with them. You'll say, we're dialoguing. We're talking right now. No, we're not! Right? They start screaming. And it's like, well, I don't get it. I understand. Yeah. We're talking. And then you realize dialogue means, damn it, you agree with me or you're not dialoguing.
That's right, exactly.
Diversity doesn't mean intellectual diversity. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean diversity of opinion. Diversity for them is a club for you to agree with them. Mm-hmm. Tolerance as well, right? They tolerate opinions that they agree with. They don't tolerate opinions they disagree. This is the whole political correctness movement.
Right.
So right now it's unity for me, but not for thee. Right.
Exactly. You know,
they demand unity, but it's unity on their terms. Right.
Exactly.
You know, once you're subjugated and you agree with us, and this is what they do with everything. So in your point with L. Ron Hubbard's points on communication. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they look at one thing and see something else. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a willingness. There also has to be an agreement on terms, and there also has to be a sincerity. And there's really not a sincerity, because unity for them means right now that you join them in the Senate, win 100-0 vote to make sure that Donald Trump's rear end never runs again.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you agree with them that, oh, well, looks like an ex-office holder can be impeached, well, okay, all right.
Open that. President
Hillary Clinton for Benghazi, make sure she doesn't run again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can impeach Kamala Harris right now for what she said last summer,
right
about the riots in the streets. And by the way, conservatives and Republicans will not do that, because unlike liberals, and listen, folks, here we go. Listen to what I say. This is absolutely true. Every elected Republican president since Eisenhower okay, has had articles of impeachment filed against them by Democrats, okay? Every elected Republican since Eisenhower, all right, the Democrats in Congress have tried to impeach every elected Republican president since Eisenhower. They are addicted to this.
Yes.
This is what they do. And now they've broken a whole new precedent. They're going to pursue every elected Republican when he's out of office. They're going to do this. And so why don't Republicans do the same? Because we're not as vicious as they are.
Exactly.
And we're not as obsessed with destroying people and canceling people and all this stuff. But liberals are it's horrific what they do.
Well, they know no end.
Emotional. That's where they are. I'm getting emotional talking about it. I apologize.
It does breed emotion. There's no doubt about it. But there's no end to it. I mean, the Democrats who have been able, and which I don't know where they got this art, if there was some alien ship that dropped down that allowed them to resurrect dead voters. And interestingly enough, even the Republican voters, when they rise from the dead and they're able to vote, they vote the opposite party. They vote Democrat. It's amazing. So what's going to happen? The Democrats are going to want to impeach posthumously now because they go to no end. It's not only that you're no longer the president, you're a citizen. Now it's going to be let's go ahead and Jamie Raskin will lead, the triumphant and just magnificent impeachment team to impeach a dead Republican president.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan. Reagan.
Line them up.
Reagan made an insensitive racial comment allegedly to Nixon in 1972. I just wrote a piece for American Spectator called Impeach FDR, where I quote some of FDR's uses of the N-word, FDR's internment of Japanese Americans. Okay, that was an actual executive order 9066. And what do liberals say about FDR? They say that he's the greatest president of the 20th century, if not of all time. They do that in poll after poll, survey after survey. In fact, look in my piece for Spectator, Impeach FDR. Listen to this, Bill. FDR as president signed, are you ready for this? 3,721 executive orders.
Wow.
3,700 executive orders. Donald Trump signed 220. But by the way, Joe Biden's already signed a quarter of that many in just his first few weeks, he'll get Donald Trump by mid-March.
Yeah, he's only using the pen, I keep saying. He hasn't found Barack Obama's cell phone. Remember, it was Obama who said, I've got a phone, I got a pen, get out of my way. Here, this is what we've got to do. No, this is not a government of we the people. And we the people, I believe, they've got to stand up. They just can't take this anymore. I mean, this is outlandish what's happening to our country. And like I said, the post of the impeachment process and Nancy Pelosi coming out and talking about how proud she was of these leaders, these attorneys who have other jobs or could have other jobs. I mean, what the heck she's talking about? Go figure. As if we were just so fortunate to have people who come on and that Vanderveen proved that they had lied, they were deceitful to the court, to the Senate court, and in the whole process it was abysmal. But again, see, this goes back to that sense of reality. What are we looking at? Nancy Pelosi says it was just a beautiful thing. They did such a great job. And then you have the other side going, wait a minute, these guys cheated. They lied. I mean, where's Blumenthal's statement of, falso and uno, falso and omnibus? If you lie in one thing, everything is discredited. Where's that line? In fact, the impeachment managers echoed that even themselves. And they themselves, I mean, this is how ludicrous this is, Paul. They can't even see their own insanity.
Right. Well, this was a snap house impeachment vote with no investigation, no witnesses, not even in the Senate, and no due process. And, if these guys want unity, then pursue unity.
Exactly.
This is how they pursue their definition of unity.
Well, to your earlier point, I love what William Buckley had to say. He said, liberals claim to want a hearing of other views, but then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other views.
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. That's well put.
That's very great. But I'll tell you, I took a big note. The fact that every single Republican president, you said since Reagan?
Every elected Republican president since Eisenhower.
Wow.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A civilian contractor was killed and five others were wounded in a rocket attack Monday at a U.S.-led military base in Kurdish, northern Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said in a statement Monday night, "We are outraged by today's rocket attack in the Iraqi Kurdistan region," end quote. The central government in Baghdad said it was forming a committee with the Kurdistan regional government to investigate the attack. The entire state of Texas is experiencing an unprecedented power shortage due to a severe winter storm that has taken over. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas declared the state of Texas at its highest emergency level because of low power supply and high demand. In Houston, there is no estimate when the power will come back on. Officials said it could be out for a couple of days. A 90-year-old Seattle woman, Fran Goldman, woke up to the snow on the day of her COVID-19 vaccination appointment. Too much snow to drive, she says, so she walked 6 miles through the snow to make it. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's one thing not to be a doormat. Another thing to, you know, cast pearls before swine, as the Bible would say. And that is that, you know, God wants us to respect ourselves in the midst of, you know, conflict and conflict resolution that takes place. And this is why we're also warned to not forsake our peace. You know, God wants us, as the Bible says, to pursue peace. I think that's pretty rich, because there's two dynamics here that take place. If you understand the dynamic of and understand the principle of peace, is not only that we are to pursue it, but that God is pursuing us. It's a mutual pursuit of peace on our behalf. Because that's where our strength is, really, when you think about it. When we're unsettled and we're emotional and erratic, like the things that have happened this past year. I mean, let's face it. Boy, we found out the hard way that, you know, life is hard. And in some cases, getting harder. As Jeff Kemp would say, the former NFL quarterback and ministry leader, you know, blitzes will happen. They're part of this fallen world. They're going to come at us nonstop, because that's the way it has been. But it's what we choose to do with those blitzes, Jeff Kemp. And we're glad that you're on with us again to give us some encouragement that, as you say, first of all, blitzes will happen. So it's up to us. You know, how are we going to respond to those blitzes?
Bill, look at you talking football here early in the morning.
Well, you're rubbing off on me. Hey, I'm channeling my Jeff Kemp here, man, so forgive me.
But, you know, I mean, Jesus always told parables, stories, and metaphors, and obviously if he was around today, which he is inside of
us,
right. he'd be telling football metaphors.
Well, of course he would, yes.
I think that the NFL version of the Bible, the translation, might say something like this to represent what Jesus told us. He said, in this world, you're going to be blitzed.
Yes.
But don't panic. I've overcome the blitz.
Yes.
And if you honestly look at the life of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, his life was marked by negative occurrences that the guys around him didn't expect to happen. It was a great buildup. There was a lot of excitement and miracles and wonderfulness, but there were some really negative things that happened along the way. They were trying to stone him. They were trying to arrest him. They were disrespecting him. They were lying about him. They were accusing him of things. They beheaded his friend, John the Baptist, who said that this is the Son of God. Mm. And then even after Palm Sunday and the triumphal entry, things turned around real quickly, and soon Jesus' very best friend betrays him, and Peter, his strongest teammate and leader, denies him, and the guys all scatter, and he sweats drops of blood, saying, Father, I'd rather not take this cup, this blitz, this shocking crucifixion and separation and punishment for the world's sin, but if it's the only way to do your will, I'll do it. So Jesus' crucifixion and death and burial was the greatest blitz ever, and yet look what happened. God raised him from the dead. He appeared to 500. He said, I'll send my Holy Spirit to be with all of you around the world at the same time. And he began the world's greatest rescue mission, which we are a part of. So I would say if Jesus went through blitzes, we should also, like he said, expect hardship, difficulty, trial, persecution, suffering, misunderstanding. The challenge for you and me and our friends is, how do we not play into it? How do we not get so offended by what our college son or daughter says to us that they've kind of picked up in college that's against our views and values? How do we not get so upset at what our employer does to us, or the loss of a job, or the bad break to get cancer? How do we get not so upset by the political idiocy going on today that we become a less than constructive part of the problem?
Exactly.
Those are all the callings to turn to Jesus and say, I want to be humble. I want to be a peacemaker. I want to turn the other cheek. I want to use bad for good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the opportunity, isn't it? And, and we can follow his example, who laid it all out for us, and look what happened. I mean, the sacrifice, the sacrifice is measured at the end of the day by its level of acceptance and, if you might say, a return on investment, if I can put it in those crude worldly terms. But, you know, we see that when we sacrifice the most is when the greater return is there, not only for ourselves, but in this case for our family and for others that we could impact as we, you know, follow, you know, God's command to take the gospel, the good news, to the utter ends of the earth.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've always faced illness and the loss of loved ones, early death and such, and yet in America today, we live longer than ever before. We have more prosperity than ever before. Yes, we go through some hardships, and there's serious pockets of families and kids who don't get education, don't have decent housing, don't have enough food. But overall, a lot of us that are fairly well off are complaining about things that throughout the course of history people never had the privilege of even having the freedom
exactly.
of America.
Right.
The economic prosperity. And I think a lot of our challenges today are relational ones. We really are hurt by the relational breakup in families, by the divisions of society, by the misunderstanding and prejudice, and then mischaracterization sometimes of race and prejudice, discrimination. the political, you know, exaggerated, polar, you know, negative.
Well, the rhetoric, Jeff, is just awful. I mean, it's destructive to relationships. But you see, you know, what you were leading to earlier, again, Jesus gave us the example of servanthood. You know, I find myself experientially, when I am less than I want to be and I look in the aftermath and I confess to God what's happened, it's because I put myself in a position to be served as opposed to serving. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, we live in a consumer culture. I term that we get carried away being consumers instead of investors.
Yes.
Jesus was an investor. He sacrificed now to bring benefit to us all later. And how often do we hold our tongue to bring benefit in the relationship later? How often do we actually forgive someone and not harbor bitterness?
Right.
So that we could give ourselves the freedom from bitterness and secondly give the relationship the chance to heal. How often do we give someone else the benefit of the doubt and think the best about them rather than what the social media and news world says, think the worst about them ahead of time.
Exactly.
That's a consumer mindset. You're just waiting for the world to make you happy the way you want versus being a part of the solution and bringing your best, God's best to the world.
Exactly. And this is the opportunity. I mean, when you're in this kind of environment, all it takes is a little bit of light, doesn't it? And so if you're a light bearer, then you can really shine forth and make a huge difference, especially in this environment right now. So how do we develop? How do we prepare ourselves with this mindset that we can be used of God and to be you know, light bearers and light carriers and promoters, Jeff?
A quick example before I talk about how to prepare ourselves. During the campaign back in October, there was a group of Trump Make America Great Again sweatshirt, hat-wearing supporters up in Chicago, and they were in the city on a street corner, and they had signs, and they were campaigning an American and positive thing to do. And a group opposing them, whether they were a cause or from the other candidate, I don't know, but you can see how many people kind of got mad at Trump supporters. They came and confronted them on the street corner like they were doing something wrong and started having this really confrontational, you know, coarse language confrontation, and it was heating up and not looking good. And a gentleman by the name of Bob Mazakowski that's been working inner city ministry for years.
Hey, Jeff. I can see we need a little bit more time. Can you hang with us for a couple more minutes on the other side of the break? You got enough time to do that?
Yeah. We'll
okay, let's do that because I don't want to. I want people to get the full impact here. More from Jeff Kemp after this.
This is sponsored by IBM. A new IBM study of 3,000 CEOs across nearly 50 countries reveals how CEOs are navigating this moment of upheaval. Surveyed CEOs see the remote anywhere workplace as a top challenge looking ahead. Outperforming leaders are relentlessly focused on their people's well-being, even at the cost of profitability. This is critical since one in four employees IBM surveyed reported they plan to change employers in 2021, citing the need for more flexible work schedule or location as a top reason why. Also, CEOs named technology and regulatory factors as the top external forces that will affect their business going forward. Jesus Mantis, Senior Managing Partner, IBM Global Business Services, says,
"The pandemic has challenged leaders to reset and focus on what's truly essential, especially their people. The anywhere workforce requires company leaders to provide agile technology, adopt more empathetic leadership models that prioritize employee well-being, and to champion flexible and inclusive cultures in order to thrive."
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040.
888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, I love this song. It's such an encouragement because of the God we serve, that He is faithful to His promises. He says, Jeff Kemp, that, He has great plans for us. I mean, they're just so awesome. They're plans for good, not for evil. Plans to give us a future and a hope. And if the God of the universe, the one who created it all, says this about us, boy, you can take that to the bank, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Anything that's written down in God's word to us, you can take to the bank. You can make it the foundation of your life. I think a lot of the challenge, as we've been talking, Bill, and I'll finish that story in a second,
yes,
that I was telling about the street corner confrontation during the election. But a lot of the challenge is that we kind of act as if this, you know, 80-year life is all there is. Mm-hmm. And even Christian people do this. We think of God as the one who can help make our family work out well and help me get that job and take care of our illness and financial issues. And of course, He does say, pray about everything. Bring it all to me. I'll carry your burden and your load. But this is not the destination. We're not citizens of earth. We're citizens of heaven. We have an eternal life. And it's almost like God gave us a 10,000-foot mansion, and we have a 80-foot, square-foot lawnmower shed in the backyard. And we spend all our time out there in the lawnmower shed stressing over trying to make it perfect and decorate it well and not let anything bad happen to it. And if it has a fire or burns down or gets flooded, we're all panicked. No, we got a 10,000-foot mansion. So
exactly.
That mansion is the treasure of eternal life with God, the perfection that He'll bring us into with eternal life, the relationship with God and Jesus that is healed because of Jesus' sacrifice. That's our treasure. So if we're not living with the treasure in mind, the long-term, the win, the success, the victory in mind, then we'll overstress and not exactly handle this life on earth as well as we should. We'll be consumers instead of investors.
Exactly.
Now, back to the story.
Well, hang on just a second, because I just want to add this by Mike, Jeff. It reminds me of when Abram went to the mountain to sacrifice Isaac. Can you imagine how conflicted he was? A child that he waited for almost 100 years, right? He has this child. God says, hey, look at this. You got to sacrifice. Takes him to Mount Moriah. And he's, you know, when he's there and his son goes, hey, look at, we've got the wood. I see we've got the fire and everything like that. But where's the, you know, where's the animal? Where's the sacrifice? And, Abraham says instinctively, and revelationarily, I will say even as well, that God will provide. But here he is up to that moment. He doesn't see the provision until the angel comes and brings God's peace to him at that moment, and his eyes are open, and he's to see just what you're saying, is that we miss the provision that is there before us and has been there all the time. I mean, I wonder about this, and I'm going, how long was that ram in that thicket, was stuck there? He had been there all that time, stuck, waiting to be sacrificed, but Abraham could not see it because of, you know, as a human being, what he was dealing with in having to be obedient to God. And so to your point is that the, you know, what we have in our own realm, in our own ability, and what's already there, our treasure that we have, sometimes we cannot see it for the sake of looking at that which is consumed as opposed to that which we invest in.
Yeah, our small little earthly treasure blinds us to our infinite, huge, eternal treasure, which God has given. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God's a God of blessings. He blesses us, but not so we can collect them and hoard them. Right. He wants us to be a funnel and pass them on to others.
Exactly.
And so that eternal mindset that we're a citizen of heaven, Jesus, for the joy set before him, went through the suffering of the cross.
Right.
And we can handle the trials, tribulations, difficulties, blitzes of this life in a manner like Christ, because we have a joy set before us.
Exactly.
So how you asked earlier in the first segment, you know, how do we bring peace in these conflicted situations? And the great example was that during the election, there was this Trump crowd campaigning on street corner, and an anti-Trump crowd came up and started threatening them, and the language started getting kind of rough. And
They started blitzing the people.
They started blitzing them. And this fellow, Bob Mozakowski, a business guy who's had a lot of inner city, urban education ministry throughout his life. And he comes up and says, hey, folks, gets their all attention, which first of all took incredible courage, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Incredible courage. He didn't know how it would turn out.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, let me ask a question. What's the loving thing to do right now?
Wow.
And that question pierced the hearts of both groups of people who remembered, oh, we're dealing with human beings here, not rabid, crazy Trump people, not rabid, anti-Trump, anti-American people. No, those are labels that we've learned in social media and on the news. People are people. We're all imperfect, but children of God. What's the loving thing to do right now? Everyone toned it down, backed off, respected each other, and the conflict was avoided. That practical question, what's the loving thing to do right now, would make sense for me as a husband today if my wife says something to me that I don't like and I want to bristle or defend myself. It makes sense if I get some bad news about work. It makes sense if I get some bad news about COVID vaccines not being available when I want, or some news that they're going to stop fracking for oil and weaken America's energy independence and take us backwards to being more dependent on the rest of the world. And that's really going to upset me because I think, hey, that's dumb. That's going to make life worse for us. And I'm going to get all up in arms. Wait a minute. What's the loving thing to do right now?
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Trust God. Not freak out. If I am supposed to debate and lobby and speak on those issues, well, I'm going to do it with some rationality and some peacefulness and some trust in eternity, not putting all my hope in politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what we've gone through. I said to the audience, Jeff, after the election and everything that we went through, and of course, in some cases, it still continues a bit, but that's okay. But my question was to them, how has politics served you? Are you better today because of the political environment? Are you worse off? And that's sometimes we just need to be able to shake those things off that we've gathered along the way. You know, sometimes in the past I've talked about, you know, you can get that restlessness and that evil and that meanness and attitude that is so degenerative. You get it on you. And it just, yeah. It permeates your skin, the cells of your body. I mean, this is how people get, cancer and they get diseased and they become vulnerable to diseases because we just open ourselves up to be attacked by all these things that are ungodly, right?
Well, our hope is in Christ. Our eternal life is our true destination. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our peace comes from God. We know this world is not perfect, and we can handle the trials and difficulties in these present and short-lasting trials, as Peter calls them. But if we get wound up around political issue and the way the news is going, and then we stress ourselves.
Exactly.
And then we make our relationships more harsh. We treat people like categories, us versus them.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus didn't treat people as us versus them. He treated people like, you would love to be set free from your sin, and I will give you the opportunity. And he didn't even have to criticize people for their sin. He just had to take away condemnation, show love, and then he'd say, go. And you're free to sin no more.
Right.
We have to remember that we're imperfect sinners, not just look at the imperfect sin in others. You know, the old look at the log in our eye, speck or piece of sawdust in someone else's. Mm-hmm. And how do we get this attitude? I think every morning we got to begin with some time remembering we're children of the Father. We're a son or daughter of the Father, and we need his guidance today. And then we can use the Word of God and drawn to it because it changes our thinking from the secular and news-oriented, selfish, consuming style to the kingdom-oriented thinking, love, love.
Yeah.
And exactly. So remember your identity as a son of the king, and then remember the word of God, and then go out into the day as an ambassador for Christ. You're supposed to make peace and lead people to an eternal kingdom, not try to get your way right now.
Well, these are great points, Jeff. We are to be light bearers and truth bearers. And just as Jesus was, in terms of being a testament to the truth, it was inarguable. I mean, even Pontius Pilate had to, in a sense, he came in the proximity of truth, asked, what is truth? And there it was standing before him. But maybe like Abraham in his anguish and in his current mindset, he could not even see truth. But what you will find is that if you walk in the truth, you bring with you a level not only, and this is not just for yourself in having some self-confidence, as more as it is, a blessing for others, just like that minister, getting people, to pause for a moment and probably at that moment praying that God would give him the right thing to say, that word aptly spoken.
Help me out here, God.
Yeah. Help me out. Hey, you put me here. I'm trusting that you got me here. So now what am I supposed to say? And boy, that is a huge takeaway, Jeff. What's the loving thing to do here right now?
Yep.
Boy, what an awesome takeaway. And you got to know, all of us are going to be using it this day going forward. It would have been nice if you had told us this before Valentine's Day, Just saying.
Well, let's use it tomorrow and the next day. What's the loving thing to do here now?
You got it. Jeff Kemp, former NFL QB and ministry leader right here. Thank you, Jeff. Take care. God bless. Godspeed, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of...